Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, it's so great to come here with us morning once again, and I believe you had a wonderful sleep today. Today, I want us to talk about a very important subject in the Bible. I want us to talk about the Holy Spirit, you know, and His ministry in our lives. And today, I want us to start from John chapter 14, from verse 15, and it reads, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Then verse 18 says, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." Now this is Jesus talking to his disciples. Jesus was having the last supper with them. This was when he was sitting with them, talking with them, and comforting them, and showing them what was going to happen after that particular night, how he was going to die, and how he was going to leave them. You know, and he said, "If you love me," from verse 15, "keep my commandments." Then he says, "And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." He shall give you another comforter. The word "another" there means another of the same kind. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Then he says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive." You see, the Holy Spirit is such that the world cannot receive him. He says, "Because he seeth him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Hallelujah. Now, I want us to major on verse 16 for today. He says, "And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." You see, the word comforter, the Greek word for the word comforter is parakletos. Parakletos. And it means helper, strengthener, standby. You know, it has so many meanings, and the Amplified shows it to us. So I want us to read the Amplified for that particular portion. Hallelujah. So, the Amplified reads this way. He says, "If ye love me, you will keep, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter." Then he begins to give the synonyms for that particular word. Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. Meaning the Holy Spirit is our comforter, he's our counselor, he's our helper, he's our intercessor, he's our advocate, strengthener, and standby. He's not in our lives to just be there. He's there to do all these things in our lives. Today I want us to talk about him helping us. So I'm talking about you do not lack help. The fact that you don't lack help. If you have the Holy Spirit in your life, which you do, you see, then you don't lack help. The Holy Spirit is your helper. Jesus Christ was the helper of the disciples. He was helping them with everything. You know, so when he said that he was going to leave, they were not happy, because they knew the help that he had brought into their lives. They knew how he was getting food for them and helping them be clothed and everything. He gave them a place to sleep. There was a day John the Baptist was standing with two of his disciples, and they saw Jesus passing by. Then John the Baptist said that, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And then two of those disciples followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and asked them, what are they looking for? They said, "We want to know where you live." When they went to see where Jesus was living, they never went back to John the Baptist, because they were brought into comfort. They were comforted. They came into peace, you see. They were helped. Jesus was helping them. And Jesus said, "I'll not leave you comfortless." If you remember in verse 18 of that same book, same chapter, John chapter 14, where Jesus said that, "I will not leave you comfortless," you see. Then he said, "I'll come back to you." Hallelujah. And how did he come back to them? He came back to them in the form of the Holy Spirit. So you do not lack help today. Now, turn your Bible quickly to Psalm 28. I want you to see something quickly in Psalm 28. Hallelujah. Say, "I do not lack help. The Holy Spirit is my helper." Oh, hallelujah. Now, this is the psalmist, David the psalmist, talking. Psalm 28 verse 7. It says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." He says, "I am helped. I am helped. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped." Because the Holy Spirit is the helper in your life, you do not lack help. You do not lack help. You have help on every side of your life. You have help in your business. You have help in your finances. You have help in your health. You have help in your relationships. You are helped because the Holy Spirit is your helper. Receive his ministry into your life today and say to yourself, "The Holy Spirit is my helper. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow." Until then, allow the Spirit of God be your helper. And say to yourself, "I do not lack help." God bless you. Bye-bye.